audio article sponsored by the Springing the Blues Festival April 5th through 7th in Jacksonville Beach. More at springingtheblues.com. Marine stays focused on what's important in life. Being a Marine taught me to stay focused on what's important, which has aided me throughout my military and civilian careers centered on electronic technology maintenance and advancement, said Richard Hudzinski. What was important as an aviation electronics mechanic was keeping airplanes flying and weaponry working, hitting targets with accuracy. Growing up in the southwest suburbs of Chicago, Hudzinski joined the Marines right out of high school in 1971 with his dad, a World War II Navy machinist, as his encourager. Active duty for 8 years after training in basic infantry skills, he learned aviation electronics at Camp Geiger on Camp Lejeune and then specifically for the A-4 Skyhawk at Beaufort, South Carolina. This relatively diminutive jet, measuring a shade over 40 feet in length and with a wingspan of just 27 feet and 6 inches, was so small that no wingfold mechanism was required for storage on even the smallest carrier deck. Nicknamed Scooter, it would belie its size by giving stellar service to the United States Navy and Marine Corps for 47 years. It was to become a nuclear bomber, a tanker aircraft, and an iron hand machine to tackle surface-to-air missile sites. As bragged about in the Combat Aircraft Journal, in its later years, the A-4 Skyhawk would be transformed into a two-seat training jet in which many generations of aviators would earn their wings. It was to become an agile adversary aircraft, a forward air control machine, a target tug, and in blue and gold it would be the mount of the Navy's Blue Angels display team. It could even kill me, geez. Hudzinski was there during the Skyhawk's transition to computerized targeting during the mid-70s. During his last years, he was one of the mechs who modernized the A4M Super Mics with electronic heads-up displays, airspeed and targeting information, instead of mechanical gun sights, and updated them to first-generation laser-guided bombs, while today bombs are set with GPS. A lot of responsibility comes with working in avionics, explained Hudzinski. We were responsible for periodically changing all codes in the aircraft for secure voice and location transmission to ensure identification of aircraft while flying, as well as bore sighting the weapon systems on the aircraft systematically to ensure proper aim. Because funding was always short back then, they used to live the saying, "We have done so much, for so long, so little, we are now qualified to do anything with nothing." Incredibly, this quote is documented as first being said by Konstantin Joseph Jiříšek, an Austro-Hungarian Czech historian, politician, diplomat, and the founder of Balkan Studies, back in the 1800s. This feeling has rolled over into my daily life, outside the Marines, as unexpected challenges happen all the time, said Hudzinski. Hudzinski's overseas tours included Japan and the Philippines. Stationed at Iwakuma, Japan, and visiting Hiroshima and Peace Park, opened my eyes to the capabilities of nuclear weapons as I was a nuclear loading team chief and quality assurance inspector at the time, said Hudzinski. It's mind-boggling to reflect that although still just a kid, I was the person who was arming the weapon on itself while an officer stood beside me. After seeing Hiroshima, it became a reality as to what this can do and the tremendous responsibility. It was the Cold War, and being a patriot, you do what you have to do. He was also greatly touched seeing the extreme poverty in the Philippines, with no running water and people eating anything available, even dogs. These experiences made me more appreciative of being American and the life I have. Seeing it for the first time is special, said Hudzinski. Out of the Marines, Hudzinski worked in data and telecommunications for 40 years, first for Household Finance, then Sears Technology Services, and finally for Crowley Maritime Corporation. With Household Finance, he was there to upgrade their network equipment from telegraph lines to analog lines using the AT&T Paradigm system. At Sears and Crowley, he programmed phone systems and information technology. Troubleshooting electronics and figuring out what components are failing is a skill I learned in the military, said Hudzinski. There is always urgency to everything in the telecommunications world because it's anticipated to be operational 99% of time, but just as in life, things happen and you learn from the hiccups. No one is shooting at you, so you simply need to shift focus. A big part of my job in data communications has been putting a sense of confidence in people that their problems will be solved timely, even though they are focused on the loss of revenue when systems are down, said Hudzinski. Another modernization Hudzinski was part of was designing and implementing a new terminal operating system for Crowley that streamlined everything previously done manually. Implemented in 2018, using live feed cameras, eliminated many man-hours of human inspections with office workers able to view any damage to shipping containers as they're being transported in and out of the port facilities. Hudzinski is also proud that two of his three sons are also Marines, with Richard John an air traffic control and communications radar technician for 4 years, and Thomas Daniel, who was a combat photographer for 5 years. Thomas earned a Purple Heart being wounded at the First Battle of Fallujah in Iraq. I liken life to a roller coaster ride. There's highs and lows, and you simply must hold on by improvising, overcoming, and adapting, said Hudzinski. It's a Marine mantra to deal with life's unpredictable nature.